Social psychology is pointed in two directions. On the one hand, it deals with the problem of the extent to which the personality structure of the individual is determined by social factors, and on the other hand, with the extent to which psychological factors themselves influence and alter the social process. The two sides of the problem are indissolubly bound together. The personality structure, which we can recognize as affecting the social process, is itself the product of this process. And whether we observe the one side or the other, the question is only which aspect of the whole problem is a center of interest at the time. Bearing in mind the problem of the interaction between society and the psychic structure, there is no difference in principle between social and individual psychology. Fundamentally, it makes no difference whether an individual or a group is under psychological examination. The individual's manner of life is determined by society. Society itself is nothing without individuals. Freud, despite his centering of interest on the individual, recognized clearly that the difference between social psychology and individual psychology is only an apparent one. Although, he says, individual psychology is carried out and concentrated on the individual, on the path he chooses to satisfy his instincts, still, it happens rarely, under certain exceptional conditions, that the relationship of one to other individuals can be overlooked. In the inner life of the individual, another comes up regularly as an example, as an object, as a helper, and as an opponent, and individual psychology, therefore, is, from the beginning, also social psychology, in this broader but absolutely justifiable sense. The foregoing verbatim quotation is Fromm's own translation. This conception is in keeping with Freud's fundamental method of explaining the psychic structure of the individual, always fundamentally considering the influence of constitutional factors. Freud's guiding principle in the analysis of an individual is to explain the development of impulse and character structure by the experiences, especially the early childhood experiences, which the individual suffers in collision with the outside world. Put in a short formula, the principle of analytical method is the explanation of the impulse structure by life experiences, that is to say, the external factors that affect the individual. Looking closer, however, it can be seen that this formula is too general and actually includes two different principles of explanations which are used and confused in psychoanalytical interpretation. The principle under discussion is as follows. The individual, driven by pressure for satisfaction of his needs, especially his sexual needs, must come to terms with the outside world, which serves partly as a means toward a satisfaction he seeks, and partly as a hindrance to that satisfaction. In this process of adjusting to the outside world, there arise certain impulses and fears, certain friendly and hostile attitudes toward the outside world, or, to express it differently, there arises a certain type of object relation. An example of this principle of explanation is offered by the Oedipus complex. Here, Freud starts with the point that the child, for the sake of simplicity, a little boy, has sexual desires toward his mother. In attempting to fulfill the impulses corresponding to his desires, he comes across his father, who forbids him to satisfy these desires and threatens him with punishment. This experience with the forbidding father creates a definite psychic reaction in the child, a definite relation to the father, namely one of hatred and hostility. The hostile impulses directed against the father meet with his superiority, which creates fear in the boy and compels him to repress these impulses. He instead submits to the father or identifies himself with him. Hostility, submission, identification are the products of the boy's collision, driven by his sexual desires, with a definite configuration in the outside world. Even aside from the question of the general validity of the Oedipus complex and of Freud's assumption that the Oedipus complex is a hereditary acquisition, the fact remains that Freud attributes the intensity and special qualities of the particular development of the Oedipus complex in an individual to the peculiarities in his life experiences.